À fond la forme. Bonjour Kelly.
Good morning, Steve. The top stories. The hardball Lionesses today play against the host country, the Democratic Republic of Congo, at the ongoing 26th Women's African Handball Championship in Kinshasa. Athletes and delegations involved in the second edition of the Chantaubia National Mountain Bike Race will begin arriving in Bagofit, Sun City, in Abombang, in the Upper Nyong Division of the East Region today for the event that will kick off this weekend. Out of the country, Liverpool now tops the UEFA Champions League following their 2-0 victory over Real Madrid last night. The news in full. The senior women's handball team of Cameroon will play their second match at the ongoing 26th Women's African Handball Championship against the host country, the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Handball Lionesses, who won Guinea by 32-26 goals in their first group match, will attempt to win their second group match this evening in Kinshasa to increase their chances of qualifying to the knockout round. After today's match against the Democratic Republic of Congo, coach Magala Serge and his players will take on Uganda, Angola and Tunisia. Sports journalist Biwa Brian believes the real test for the Handball Lionesses will be in the upcoming fixtures. Let's listen to him.
One thing I admire is how Cameroon sparked their campaign in the competition. Getting that first win on the first day against Guinea is definitely going to keep them alive in the competition, especially when you want to note that we find ourselves in a very complicated pool that pits Angola, Tunisia, DR Congo. The weaker side in this group definitely is Uganda and the Guinea, who have already played for the other three. I think that those are going to be our toughest and most complicated opponents. We already have to face the host country today, DR Congo, who managed to score a lot of goals against Uganda. They were very good on the offensive, scoring over 38 goals, 6 goals more than what Cameroon could score. And then they were defensive enough to let Uganda score just 11 goals. So you see how complicated it's going to be. Cameroon will need a lot of attacking machineries to be able to get goals in today's encounter. Well, after DR Congo, we'll see how Angola and Tunisia to tussle with, which are definitely one of the best in the group, especially Angola, who are the most experienced in a group in Group B of the competition. They have 15 titles in their pocket and they won the last edition, so they are coming here as defending champions. I think they still have memories of how they played against Cameroon in the 25th edition. So it's definitely going to be a very complicated one, but I think that Cameroon should take it once at a time. Going up against DR Congo, they can get a slim winner.
Sports journalist Biwa Brian talking to CLTV's Harrison Ashutiku. In the meantime, more than 150 professional and amateur cyclists will take part in the Chantaubia National Mountain Bike Race that kicks off this Friday in Bagofit, Sun City, in the Upper Nyong Division of the East Region. Pre-event activities, including a sport walk and free health screening, will take place today ahead of the official launch of the race. During a meeting between Cameroon's Minister of Sport and Physical Education and his counterpart of Central Africa, in the presence of the promoter Public Service Minister Joseph Le, Rudolf Héritier Bonheur Doneng Wanzumu said his 5 cyclists representing Central Africa are here to secure spots on the podium. The new season of the Guinness Women's Super League will start in 12 days' time, with 12 clubs to battle for the title. The clubs are intensifying their preparation for a smooth start of the season. Meantime, Elite One clubs are not left behind, as they have 1 week to start off their own league. 16 clubs drawn in one pool will battle to unseat defending champions Victoria United. Harrison Ashutiku presents the new elite and 2 season in this report.
Determined to restore Cameroon's domestic football to her former glory, the president of the local and international competitions of the Cameroon Football Federation, Abdul Raza, disclosed the 16 clubs in the Elite One Championship will play a total of 30 matches this season. The top of the pool will be crowned as the champion, while the last 4 will be relegated to the Elite Two. Chesenyi Cassius, public relations officer of PWD of Bamenda, plots the calendar.
At last, football will be played on the pitches and not still in the offices. They should just match their words with action. We are ready for the new challenge. We are playing our first 6 games away, which is funny.
The Elite 2 Championship will kick off on the 14th of December with 17 clubs drawn in pools A and B to play the regular phase of the competition. The leaders of the pools will compete in the playoffs for the championship title and promotion to the Elite 1, while the below-average clubs in the phase will go to the playoffs down and battle to avoid relegation to the regional league. The vice president of ISOSA of Limbe, Angu Leslie, says they are ready to have a great season.
We don't think that it's the first time we find ourselves in this format of the championship. So we have the experience of last year. We have some very respectable teams in the group. The big boys are the ones under pressure. We go one game at a time.
Less than 2 weeks to the start of the new football season, Fegafood has assured all the stakeholders involved a hitch-free season, especially with regards to the stadiums to host the matches, as they are working on paying the Cameroon's equipment structure on yes for the whole season.
In foreign sports news, the 5 matches of the UEFA Champions League ended yesterday with Liverpool beating Real Madrid by 2-0 to move to the top of the table with 15 points. They are followed by Inter Milan with 13 points and Barcelona with 12 points. Tonight, the 5 matches of the Europa League will be in action. Indomitable Lions goalkeepers Andre Onana and Fabrice Ondoa will be on the post for their clubs. Onana's Manchester United will take on Bodo Glimt from Norway, while Ondoa's Riga FS will take on Greece side POC FC. The 48-year-old Dutchman would replace Steve Cooper, who was sacked after just 157 days in charge following Saturday's 2-1 Premier League defeat by Chelsea. In more foreign sports news, Ruud van Nistelrooy is set to become the new coach of Leicester City. The Dutchman legend's appointment comes 2 weeks after he left his role as interim coach of Manchester United following Erik ten Hag's dismissal. Before we go, a reminder of our top stories. The Handball Lionesses of Cameroon will today play against the host country, the Democratic Republic of Congo, at the ongoing 26th Women's African Handball Championship in Kinshasa. Athletes and delegations involved in the second edition of the Chantabia National Mountain Bike Race will begin arriving in Bagofit Sun City in Abombang in the Upper Nyong Division of the East Region today for the event that will kick off this weekend. And in foreign sports news, Liverpool now tops the UEFA Champions League following their second 2-0 victory over Real Madrid last night. My name is Kelly Eben, thanking you for listening.